Millions is brought to you by Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club.
Good evening, everyone. This is Millions, an in-depth discussion of business and personal finance for millennials by millennials. Hi, everyone. It's me again, Justin. We have a very interesting topic for you today, how to make a website. I'm here with our usual guest, Francis.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yes, we're going to talk about websites today, no bro?
Yeah. But introduce some of our new guests as well.
Yes, so I was going to get to
Excited.
Kasi we, of course, we're gonna talk about websites. We're not exactly experts on websites, yeah. No? So, we brought a couple of guys who are working in a software company. Please introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is Justin Plito.
Hi, Justin. Don't confuse the two Justins.
Dalawa Justin eh.
Parang na-confuse ako, parehong pogi yung Justin natin
eh. Buti na lang hindi well. Nakikita. Okay, and...
Yes, I'm Mark.
Mark, okay. Mark lang.
Para Mark Zuckerberg, bro.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Developer.
Facebook.
Facebook, man.
Okay, so can you please tell us your position sa company niyo?
So, I'm the Chief Technology Officer.
Chief Technology Officer.
Bigatin, pare.
Well, ako naman, Chief Information Officer.
Yes.
Okay. So, let's start off by explaining what does that,
Well, yeah, technology meaning if there's new technologies that needs to be implemented, ako yung nag-recommend. And then si Mark naman, more on sysadmin database.
Admin and database.
Yeah, yes. Like if we're managing multiple websites, so sabi ko, Mark, sila yung website, anong gagawin natin?
Okay.
Ako naman, like, oy dude, may bagong technology, try natin, implement natin. So, it's more like that. But basically, nag-interlap siya.
Okay. So, you work on it.
Populating kami ng roles.
Okay. Web hosting rin.
So, I think everybody has a basic knowledge of what a website is. No? But in your own words, what how can you explain the definition of a website?
Well, a website is a platform for your customers or suspected customers to understand more of your business. Or, it's also a platform wherein you can engage them to actually buy or do transactions with you. So, well, in this age naman kasi, it's more on, yun nga, may website ka nga, pero kung wala nang pupunta, what's the point, diba?
So, traffic.
Yung traffic is usually comes from social media naman.
It's just very technical terms.
Good luck, Mark.
Ikaw naman, Mark, how do you define a website?
Well, for me naman, a website is parang another way for you to know the brand. Para makita mo yung more detail about their brand, about their products, about kung ano yung gusto nilang makita sa public.
So website is like marketing.
Yes,
is that applicable na marketing siya?
I think it's changing. It's not more than marketing. It's a platform to engage with your users.
So it's a way to reach clients na normally.
Normally ganun na siya. Kasi marketing is done through social media usually. And then they lead you to the website where you can engage with the company. Ganun na siya.
Okay, so kung I have a company and I wanted to make a website, I don't know how to make a website. Should I approach someone or is there an easy step-by-step process that I can do?
Yeah, wala bang template na lang? Parang gets automatic, may instant.
Pwede bang may ano ba doon, may app ba?
Meron naman.
Mayroong mga websites like Wix, Squarespace, where they provide you templates na and edit mo na lang kung ano yung data na gusto mo ilagay doon. So,
Depends talaga on your business. Kung yung business mo, logistics. I mean, why would you go to a Wix wherein you need a customer?
Cheap kami. Hindi pa akong gawin.
Ito yung manual yun na lang.
Manual? Okay, so, kung gagawa ko ng website, I don't need to spend for anything.
Okay, let's do this in such a way na. Ano bang business yan?
Okay, so
monkey business.
Drugs.
Oh, sige. Gusto mo yun? Sige, okay lang.
And then, sige, let's start with something simple. Sabi natin social media na website.
Para sobrang complicated.
Complicated ba yun?
Parang sabi mo like yung business.
I don't know.
Like, sari-sari store, di ba?
Oh, sige, sari-sari
store. Parang sari-sari store ni Camille. Parang yun. Yung simple
okay,
business.
Okay, oh, sari-sari store.
Would I need a website kung may sari-sari store na ako?
Ano ba target nyo?
Parang hindi.
Sino ba target market ng ano website? Kung ano, kung yung target nyo sa mga driver, nag-website ba yun, di ba?
Ah, hindi. Sige.
So, I don't suggest
natin ng konti. Ano yun? Events management.
Ayan.
May mga boutiques kami, tapos may nag-a-announce kami ng mga dates na, oh, ganito, may bazaar kami at this date, at this time, at this place. Oh. What should the website look like?
Sige, let's do it in such a way na basic website hanggang sa complicated.
Okay, yeah, sige.
Yeah, sige. Ay, yung basic, Mark. Usually,
oh, but yung basic pa.
Yung basic naman, is parang, no? It's like a brochure type website now. Nag-display ka lang ng information, ganun. Well, tapos yung next naman sa basic is yung may basic functionality naman siya. Which is, like, events siya, di ba? Well, you can siguro pwede schedule events or buy tickets from the website na. Tapos,
yun. Tapos, yung mga basics, for example, portfolio. Portfolio. Hanggang sa advanced na siya in such a way na may calculator na pag nagpagdagdag ba ang flowers magkano yun. Tapos yung computation niya yun is based on the previous events nyo na nagpa-quote. So ganun, pwede siya. Or for example, papa-concert ka, ano ba yung mga equipment na nandun, lilista ko na lang, tapos yun automatic alam ko na yung estimated cost ng buong event. Pwede hanggang ganun ka-complicated siya. So pero yung start talaga is for sure time. Like portfolio, estimated price, on ano.
Okay, alright. Yeah.
Ganun, yeah.
Kasi pag nakakita ko ng website, marami akong nakikita ng different parts. Eh, no? What type of business would benefit most from a good website? Kasi, sari-sari sir, napag-usapan natin kanina, they don't really need a website, no? But what kind of company do you think, in your experience as a software developer, what are the usual clients you get that ask for an improvement in their website or a website talaga of their own?
Well, ang madalas kasi, siguro ano, e-commerce websites.
E-commerce? Yung parang,
ano ba e-commerce pare?
Kasi what's e-commerce?
Wala kami alam sa ganyan eh. Grabe naman to.
Di ba ako tapos ng high school bro?
Ano ba e-commerce? alam ko lang e-commerce, pero...
Pang Saturday nights lang ako, bro.
Oo, ako pa Friday nights na
ako. Oh, diba? So, ano ang e-commerce?
So, basically, yung e-commerce is... You're just selling stuff online. You're selling your products online.
Product or service?
Product or service.
Okay.
E-commerce.
So, magkano usually tina-charge nyo?
Pag e-commerce?
Depende yan. Friends ba tayo?
Paano pag gusto namin? Paano pag maganda yung kliyente?
Ay. Depende, may pera ba yung kliyente? Hindi, wala naman sekundo yan. So, pera yan.
Ay, gano'n. At ano mong professional sila pare? Ano mga ganda sa mga ito eh?
Big time.
Di lang nagtataw ba't sila partners natin, pare?
No question.
Malupit eh.
Yung mga tanong na yan, depende na yan talaga. Depende.
So, ano yung average na may spend nila? Average lang.
Hindi, sabihin natin, di ganito pare. Like, for example, start ako ng business and, maliit lang yung sabihin natin, sorry, or something like that. Ano yung pinaka, most economical pa? Para happy meal, sabihin natin.
Pwede ka mag-freelancer, mga 50 to 100.
Mahal naman, sorry, 50?
Ganun na ngayon.
Grabe naman yan. Presyo foreigner yan. Presyo dayuhan.
Ganun talaga ngayon. 50 to 100 nga yan.
50 to 100?
Oo, dude.
All in na yun.
All in na yun.
Freelancer
yun.
Okay. So, paano pag hindi siya freelancer?
Ayun ako. It may range from 150 to 1 million or plus.
Okay, pag kumasok na 50,000, sa tingin mo, pag kunyari gumastos ng 50,000, how beneficial it is for me? Gano'ng kalaki yung kisa tingin mo sa sales ko? Mayroon pa ng historical na gano'n na. O ito, sari-sari store, nung nag-creation ng website, bilang nag-creation ng 20% increase sa sales.
Oo nga.
Diba? Never to justify the cost.
Hindi kasi ganun yun eh. Ang website kasi usually integrated sa social media marketing. May ano, parang ano ka, may marketing strategy ka na integrated yung website platform. So, yung website is more on ano, parang ano lang siya, parang nagpagawa ka lang ng brochure.
Okay.
Tapos yung brochure gagamitin mo for your marketing campaign.
Mm-hmm.
Ganun lang siya.
Okay.
So, it really depends on your marketing talaga.
So, kung marketing, no, why would I need a website kung may social media naman?
Ay.
Diba? I mean, if I was gonna spend, like you said, 100,000 to 150,000, magso-social media na lang ako.
Oo nga, but then what's the Facebook, difference?
Oh.
Facebook shop, something, yan.
Free lang.
Diba?
Diba?
Yun, usually kasi, pag nagsiset up ka ng e-commerce, madali lang. Pero what if, in the future, kailangan mo na ng ano, logistics management for your ano, for your
products.
Tapos kailangan mo na ng marketing analytics for it. Tapos kailangan mo na ng ano, HR integrated, pati yung payment, pati yung accounting. So gagana ba yun ano, initial website mo na gawa lang sa Wix?
Okay.
O ano, mas okay na you start in such a way na yung website mo is madaling ma-iterate.
Okay.
Based on the level of your business at the current stage.
Okay.
Oo. So, ganun siya.
I see.
Okay pala eh.
Oo.
Nasabay pa malagisip ni Josh.
I mean, it has its advantages.
No? Kaya pala tayo nasa financing, pari.
Hindi namin kaya
ganyan
eh. Never ko naisip mag-financing na business.
Alam ko lang mag-code ng utang eh. Ba't yung code ng...
Mabilang ng pera.
Oo, oh, yun alam ko. Yun ay measurement ko, pare. How much income we're generating.
Ito lang, palit tayong business for one day.
Oh. Ano ako, babagsak.
Ay, yeah.
Sa kumpanya nyo sa amin.
Ako.
Ako sinusingiling ko dyan.
O, sige. Utang
na. Pare, sigurado ko, pare, pag ito, pag iba tayo ng company, sila, pare, tumakay ito, yayaman.
Yun.
Bada luga.
Utangin mo kaya sarili ko. 0% increase.
Yan, dyan, diba?
Alright, okay, so, sige. So, paano naman if I wanted to make my own website? You guys mentioned before na kaya naman to make my own website na I don't need to hire anyone.
So what's the process? For example, si Justin has his own stuff. Mm-hmm. What's the process? So, pupunta nila kayo. Ano bang paano tayo
simula? So, kailangan may domain.
What's the process of building one?
Yeah.
From the get-go, para. Una-una talaga.
Simplest pa. Pinaka-simple ba?
I just have ako, yeah, just... Pinaka simple. As simple as you can.
So yun nga.
Dapat grade 3 maintindihan. Grade 1. Mga ganun.
Wala maintindi. Nakalagay lang dun yung sige, company ko.
Unahin natin. Kailangan mo ng IP address. Hindi, eh, huwag ganun.
Teka lang.
Pare, nausilo ko yun.
Walang C++ dito.
Wala, pare.
Baka wala nang makinig sa radio podcast.
Diba? Alam niya.
Baka nakatulog kayo mga man.
So simple lang. I have a computer right now. Okay. Where do I go?
So, yun. Simple lang. Punta ka sa, ano, sa mga website, sa mga website builder.
Okay, website builder. Can you give an example?
Like, Wix.com.
Wix.com.
That's
okay,
one
take note, everyone.
Website.
Wix.com.
We're not promoting them, but
promoting
go lang.
Sana, kung gusto nyo.
Kung gusto nyo ng cheap, you know, kung gusto nyo low class.
Pwede na siya. Pero, if you really want to fully set up your website, you need to pay them. May cost din siya kagaya ng domain, kagaya ng...
Ang usually bibilin mo is yung pangalan ng website.
Pangalan ng website.
Domain name.
Yung hosting din, hosting.
Is hosting.
So, domain name is the like www.justin.com,
yes,
no?
Like
yun yung babayaran ko. That's domain.
Yes.
And what did you mention?
Hosting.
Hosting, ano
hosting
naman
is yan? Parang, ano, hosting your website
on the cloud.
Yeah. Dun mo nilalagay yung codes.
Ah, okay. That's the codes behind all
that. Yeah. Kasi you can host it din naman locally.
Okay.
May server ka dito sa room mo or somewhere. Tapos, in-host mo siya doon. Pero, most of the time, the cheapest way na is ano na, sa cloud na talaga.
Cloud. Okay. So, for a normal domain, www.justin.com, magkano yun?
Depends yan. Pag .ph, mas mahal.
Talaga?
Mas mahal. Social leverage.ph, pare.
Mas mahal yun. Pag .ph.
Paano pag .gov?
pag .io, parang rtc.io. Pare, mas mayaman. Mayaman yung mga yun.
Talaga? Okay, so magkano yun? .ph?
Around 2,000.
2,000 pesos.
Pero may mga domain na tipo 500, 300.
Pag.com, pag available.
Pag.com. Okay, okay, so yun na yun. Hmm. Tapos, advertising in the cloud, how much would that be?
Ay, yung hosting sa cloud naman, siguro,
hosting pala.
It's billed naman kasi ano, every year ata.
Years.
Yearly. Yearly.
May mga web hosting yearly na 2,000. Pero 2,000. Sobrang bagal ng website mo. Pag
yeah. Yeah.
Ah, meron okay. So that's the cheapest. Oh, what's the cheapest? Most expensive?
Ay, nako. Expensive. Abot niyo ng millions.
Talaga?
Million-million. For example, ano, company X ka. Tapos yun, website mo, buong enterprise system ng company mo na sa cloud. Hino-host mo sa cloud. No, million-million yun. Hosting na yun.
Yeah. Kasi, sky is the limit.
Oh, kasi ayaw mo bumili ng service mo, ilagay mo sa kumpanya mo, tapos kayo mag-host ng service nyo. Ika-cloud nyo lang, million-million.
Ah, okay. Yes. Okay, so I have my servers, I paid for my domain. What's
sabi
the
na, 2,000 a year.
cheap ako eh. 4K lang kaya ko. So what else do I need?
So, I think
content na, di ba?
Oh, yung content na. Ayusin mo na lang yung website mo, then...
Dun sa web builder.
When I was in college, I had a friend who made these websites. Ang website niya, naalala ko, it shows how you train. Like okay. In the gym processes, mga ganon. It's a very normal website. Tapos may nakita ako na he earns money from it just for people that clicks the website. Mm. Like, point something cents.
Parang yung mga survey ata online, ha? Yung paid survey.
Parang ganon. Parang ganon siya. Yung mga ganon. How do you make those? Kasi sabi niya sa akin, may binabayaran ka din daw sa mga parts ng website. Pag nakiklik.
Ang feeling ko virus yun. Kasi pag kiniklik, nababirus yun. Ano. Tapos ano, hindi niya alam, yung credit card. Siya yung kumikita. Hindi ganun yun.
Alam ko na gagawin ko.
Ads yun, ads.
Yun, yun. Ads. Mostly ads. Paid ads. Scam ads.
Scam ads. Kasi, I'm thinking I could earn from websites din.
Oh naman, lagyan natin virus. Kikita tayo.
Yung I love you virus.
Kung ano mo, Facebook, pero dalawang K yun sa dulo, .com. Oh.
Talaga?
Kala na, Facebook. Login sila. Uy, alam na natin password mo.
May mga ganun din.
Yeah, ganun din.
Okay, but at the content, I don't have to pay anything for it.
Hindi na. Ikaw kasi it's your idea na yun. It's your, galing na sa utak mo yan.
Okay. So, kailangan ko rin ng background. So, it's not like, I graduated business ad. I'm gonna make my own website. The content, I needed advice pa rin na ano bang magandang ilagay doon, paano ilagay doon, no?
Well, yun nga. Dun sa sinabi ko na website builder, yun talaga, yun na yung pinaka-best if wala kang background sa programming.
Mm.
Kasi nandun eh, lahat ng elements, lahat ng design, may templated na for normal people.
Mm, okay. I see. I think that's ano naman, no?
Oh.
That's kaya naman gawin.
Yeah, kaya. Para kung lang mga eggs of paint.
Ah, talaga? Yeah. It's that
and
simple.
Drag and drop pa nga.
It's simple.
Alright. What else do I have for you guys? How long ba does it take to make a website?
1 hour?
1 hour, okay na.
Hindi.
Oh, go to ano na, artisan.io.
One hour. Pero walang laman.
Walang laman. So, if there's a... Yung sa commerce na ginawa nyo, how long did it take for you guys to make that website?
Yung mga ganun, yeah. Three months? 3 to 4 months?
Mga ganun.
It depends pa rin eh. It depends pa rin sa functionality ng website. Kung nagde-demand yung client ng sobrang hirap na functionality, it will take more time talaga.
Kung wari, nangyayari dyan is usually pag start ng development, sabi niya, oh sige, credit card payments lang tayo for e-commerce. Pero pag gitna na, oh, pag nasa gitna na ng development, ay, pa-add ng cash system. So, oh sige, okay lang, dagdag tayo ng time. Pero usually,
so, nagbayad din yun?
Oh naman.
May bayad din yun, syempre.
Oh, usually, mga 2 months, ganun. Pinupush na yun.
2 months?
For e-commerce, if from scratch magagawin yung website.
Mm-hmm.
But then, pag gumamit ka ng ano platform like WordPress, 1 week, 2 weeks,
WordPress,
tapos
na
yun. Tapos na yun.
Okay. So, we've tackled on how to make the website on our own. Mm-hmm. What if, ayan, I wanted to pay someone or go to someone who is the best to go to
artisan make
our solution.
Ano bang services na yun?
Galing na yata ang company, magaling yung mga yun.
Yes. Oo nga eh. Ano ba yung, ano yung advantage nyo? Ano yung edge nyo about on all the other
simple
software
lang
companies?
Mas cool lang kami talaga.
Mas cool kayo.
Yun lang talaga yun.
That's it.
Yun talaga ako sa mga yun.
Bottom line, we're cooler.
Hindi. Pero seryoso, constantly kami nag-aaral.
Yeah. Okay.
We're young, we're fresh, we're better.
Tell us more about your company. How long have you guys been in the business?
50 years lang naman.
50 years?
50 years pa ba?
May namatay na sa company ngayon. 50 years na.
Pero ano, 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 20 years old. Pero 50 na lang. Incorporate kami 2014 as a startup.
As a startup, yeah.
Startup kami. Tapos, parang food app yung ginawa namin.
Food app? So like Food Panda, ganun?
Yes. It's reward system. For example, you go to a restaurant, you want a freebie, you answer a survey through the app, then magkaka-QR code ka, pakita mo lang sa restaurant, may freebie ka na or may discount ka na sa restaurant. So, ganun kami nag-start.
Parang GCs.
Yung initial launch namin, okay siya. Attraction, and then nagka-investment, and then afternoon revamp namin ng system, nangyari is nag-fail siya. So, nag-servicing kami.
Wow.
Yeah. Nangyari.
Nag-servicing.
Failing forward.
O, ganun talaga. You think companies, no?
You fail first.
Alright. So, how long have you been working for the company? Ever since the beginning?
Ever since the beginning.
And Mark also?
Well, I started.
Iba yung story niyan.
sige, ano story ni Mark?
Well, I started freelancing talaga.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tapos, kinuha nila ako as a iOS programmer.
Parang naman kidnap ko, kinuha nila ako.
Parang pilita ka doon, bro.
Pakain ka lang ba sa McDo noon, tapos kinuha ka nila.
Dito, ask me to join.
Yun. Galaw. Kinuha nila, parang kinidnap pa.
Pinag-PJ ka.
Sige na, pinuhay pa. Parang ganyan.
Bait naman sila.
May
nakatutok na ba nila?
May one night lang naman na ano.
One night?
Anong one night?
Oh my God, bro!
Teka lang!
Anong one night, bro?
Wala na.
Of programming? Grabe naman.
Ano ba yung program niyo, bro?
Ay,
hindi ako. Dating gawin.
Sure ka gusto mo laman.
Wait lang, may bata tayong mga viewers.
Oh, guys, yun talaga.
Kabilang ano na yan, sa kabilang...
Power promoting, ano ba? Mag-aasata dito.
Oo nga eh. Okay. So,
yun. Eventually, kinuha nila ako as a partner for Artisadia Solution. And I've been working there for more than 1 year.
So, before X-State, where were you guys located?
Located?
Makati.
Makati lang din.
Makati sa may HV de la Costa.
HV de la Costa.
Tower 1.
But how's your stay naman in X-State pala?
Okay.
To touch on that topic.
Walang binatbat yung elevator, hindi ko po ipila.
Walang hintay-hintay.
Ah, walang hintay-hintay.
Yung elevator, 10 minutes eh.
Talaga?
Oo.
Ilang floors ba yun?
21. Tapos may penthouse 23-24.
Doon kayo kaya matagal elevator. 20th
pa kami.
Oo, 28 pa.
Yes, ah,
28.
Tapos ano yan ha, walang segregation yung elevators. So lahat yan, titigilan niya.
Ah, okay. I see. Ang hirap pala ng buhay doon. Okay, so if companies na mga viewers natin would like to contact you guys, how can they do that?
They can contact us by emailing me and justin.plato@rtc.io.
Can you say that again?
Justin.plato@rtc.io.
Yes, please.
All right.
And you are the
Chief Technology Officer.
Chief Technology.
We got a point around sa programming. Pwede niyo rin po sila email.
Pag nasira yung website niyo, nagawa namin, magkukontak yun.
Bayad muna. Okay, all right. So, I think that's all we have for our viewers today. Si Mark,
anything else?
Mark, you have anything else to add?
Well,
contact number mo, dating advice?
Well, you can visit our website. It's artisay.io.
Artisay.io. Mamahalin yun, .io yun.
Mura lang yun.
Spell it.
Swipe right.
Okay, so artisay.io.
That's A-R-T-I-S-E
.io.
Ah, yeah. So it's French. It's just E. Doesn't have a Y. I hope our viewers learned a lot naman.
Yeah, but about, I think you should do a summary version now. But
really a summary good. Version. Okay, so again, what is a website?
A website is a platform for you guys to view the brand, the company,
mm-hmm.
and also to interact with the company.
Okay, and why do we need a website?
We need a website so that all vital information that the company needs to convey to your clients
mm-hmm.
can be conveyed through that platform instead of them
contacting you through phone or whatever. And in the first place, how would they know your phone number?
Yes.
No?
Yes.
Okay, tapos, when is the best time to get a website for your company?
I suggest the best time to get a website if you already have a good marketing strategy.
Okay.
And you integrate your website in it.
Or
if you already have a process na you use and you want to optimize it, you can get a website.
I see. And lastly, who to go to if you guys want to make your own website for your company, make it beautiful and cool. And cool.
Cool.
Who do you go to?
Go to RTSA.
And then, utang tayo kay Francis Pumbay.
And if you need money, don't worry. Just go, go to us.
Leverage
is here for you. Okay, so I think that's all we have for our viewers today. Thank you again, Justin.
Thank you,
and
Justin.
And Mark for
thank you.
Visiting us in our lovely podcast program today. And from me and Francis, we say thank you and we hope to see you in our next episode. Airing next week, no? Yeah, okay. So, that's all for tonight, guys. Good night.
Millions is co-produced by Francis Dolohan, Camille Rodriguez, and Ain Ong in cooperation with Leverage.ph and CocoaPod Club. The music in this podcast is Open Those Bright Eyes by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com. For more information about this podcast, visit www.leverage.ph or www.cocopod.club.